This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Today marks the start of 4 days of celebrations to mark the Queen's 70 years as monarch. This evening, West Kent will be involved in the lighting of beacons. More than 1,500 will be lit around the UK, and locally beacons will be blazing at Bidborough and Tunbridge Castle. All beacons will be lit at 9:45 p.m. Meanwhile, Tunbridge Wells is gearing up for its major Platinum Jubilee celebration being held tomorrow. There's a military parade at the War Memorial starting at 1 p.m, followed by a procession to Dunorland Park, where entertainment will run to 6:30 p.m. I got more details of Friday's events from Dawn Gabriel, who's Operations and Events Manager at Tunbridge Wells Borough Council.
We're having a right royal celebration in Tunbridge Wells. We're starting with a slightly more formal military parade, which is going to be attended by local cadet forces and army regiments. That's going to be immediately followed by a fun carnival procession, which will leave from the War Memorial area and proceed Monson Road, Calverley Road, Bay Hall Road. And there's loads of lovely things in the procession. We've got a princess carriage, we've got baton twirlers, you know, stilt walkers, Morris men. It's a real old-fashioned carnival procession. That will end up in Dunorland Park Events Field, where we're having a big Jubilee lunch. So we'd love families to come along. There's going to be food and drink stands there, but welcome to bring a picnic. There's a children's area, which is going to have Punch and Judy, ceramic painting.
The extensive events at Dunorland Park during the afternoon also include a car show, with a car from each decade of the Queen's 70-year reign. Plus, there'll be plenty of music.
So we've got the American Songbook Jazz to start with, and then we've got the Four Kings of Bangra, so we'll have some great Bangra music, which is great fun. And then we've got the Tunbridge Wells Scottish Dancers, who are going to do a nice demonstration for us. They've also got a tent in the arena, so if you want to go and have a go, you can go and have a go at that. The Tunbridge Wells Male Orpheus Choir, they're going to be doing some nice rousing pieces like Jerusalem. Floco, a well-known local group who are really good fun. Paul Crisp, and then we've got the Tunbridge Wells Ukulele Group, and they do sort of pop songs. And then we've got Beyond the Barricade with musicals through the ages, so we'll all be able to have a good sing-along to lots of nice musicals.
One more door, one more day.
Dawn Gabriel points out the festivities carry on through the whole weekend.
Oh, there's so many things going on this weekend. Lots of street parties, lots of individual streets have asked for road closures. There's a cake-off, which is going on in town centre on the Saturday. That's happening in the Pantiles. So all the local businesses are getting together and having a cake competition. And also Unfest is happening over the whole weekend, which is a forum-led local music festival. So yeah, I mean, Tunbridge Wells is the place to be over the Jubilee weekend. There's lots going on.
There are even more details on the tunbridgewells.gov.uk website. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.